Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of Equality and Diversity in the Music Industry. And today I have the amazing Denham with me. Hi, Denham, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Do you want to tell the viewers a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, and what you represent?
So basically, I was originally from China. I moved to Toronto 4 years ago to learn to pursue my master in music. And then I took my master degree in music technology, where I learned being like everything in music industry, like being a producer, songwriting, audio engineer, and the business side of it. And after I graduated, I was working on a project and I was trying to figure out what I want to do in my life, because I know I want to work in the music industry. Yeah. And I was involved in every aspect of the project, and then I was trying to figure out like what I want to do and what my identity is and what I represent. And basically, like after the project, I realized, oh, I want to be a performer and artist. So right now I'm basically a self-managed artist. I'm trying to achieve my goal, and which is trying to travel all around the world and perform and share my music with my audience.
Wow.
And yeah.
So what kind of music do you do?
So basically, I would say my music is in the genre of pop, but I would say it has different layers of it. I would say my music is pop fantasy with emotional intrigue. I like to write stories and share my experience and adventures in life, and to share my story authentically, so I wish I could connect to my audience in that way. And my sound, I'm still trying to define my sound, but right now I'm in the direction of being more alternative and more in the direction of rock and blues. So that's the direction I'm going right now. So my next project is, you can imagine it has a pop sound similar to Childish Gambino, Bruno Mars, and Perfume Genius. These are the three artists that I'm referencing to my next project.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. So who kind of inspires you musically?
Mm-hmm.
Who kind of inspires you musically?
So basically, like my story with music. So some people, like you feel like they have something to do in their life. It's their mission in life. It's their destiny. I feel like music is kind of like my destiny. So basically, like story is like when I was a baby in China, when I was maybe 12 or 3 years old, and I was starting to listen to like Chinese pop music back in the day. Yeah. And I learned how to, like, because my mom describes, like, when I was a baby, I just put the CD in the CD player and sing along and dance with the music. And that's, I think that's how the journey started. And music has always been a part of my life. And there was sometimes like I was trying to follow like the way the Chinese society wants to shape me as a Chinese citizen, like it reaches to pursue the academic and then do different stuff. But I would always say like I'm always the rebellious one.
Yeah.
And I got opportunity to make music and learn music here, and then my music journey officially started 4 years ago. I'm in Toronto, and right now I'm working hard towards the goal I want to achieve.
Wow.
And I would say basically people inspired me. It's all the music I listen to throughout in my life, I would say.
That's a good answer. So what kind of challenges? There must have been quite a few, actually, moving from China and then going to Canada, a completely different country, somewhere you may not have spoken full English or French. So what kind of barriers did that come with as moving from a different country as an artist from Asia?
Honestly, I would say I'm always pretty independent. So I'm pretty adapted to the lifestyle here. So I wouldn't say there's a lot of barriers here, because I feel like all the cultural influences, the music I listen to in my teenage life or the TV shows I watch, is all like Western cultures. So I wouldn't say I feel disconnected with the culture here. And I would say I'm pretty social, and I made some friends here. So I feel like I I kind of built my network and family here. And you know, like at the first, I didn't really like Toronto because I feel like I don't I feel like basically I would say the feeling is like when you actually move to somewhere at the beginning, you don't feel like that's your home, you don't really belong there. But like after living here almost 4 years, I feel like this place is kind of become my home because I have all the friends here. I have because like one interesting fact is that I went out several times to different music events around the city, and every time I go out, I met someone I know, and that's the time made me feel like I'm a part of the city now. So I'm really happy
Exactly.
about that.
Yeah, so you've got a sense of belonging and a purpose, like you said. That's really, really nice. And it's really inspirational, actually, because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to having to move to a different country and starting their life and kind of rebuilding and starting again, I guess. So, yeah, that must have come with a lot of challenges. And again, like representation-wise, growing up, that must have again been quite a challenge of looking up to people who you aspire to be like. What was that like?
So basically, because like right now, when I'm looking back, I feel like I became more and more mature with every day I'm growing up. And when I look back right now, I feel like actually because like in China the situation is quite different. Like there's not a proper sex education, so I didn't realize there was gay till I watched accidentally saw a homosexual sex picture. So that's the time I realized I'm attracted to male, and that's the time I realized there is a gay community we're living within this society, because like there's no mainstream representations of homosexuality or queer people on Chinese media. So I feel like growing up, I don't really have a role model to follow. So like all the things I do is I basically I feel like that might be the reason make me who I was or who I am today, which is like because I don't have a role model, I just basically do things what I feel like to do, and I always be in the rebellious. And because like Chinese schools, they are so institutionalized, so they want to shape you in the mold and like make you become a part of the society. But like I'm always the rebel one, and I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I don't want to follow these rules. And I think that this might be the reason I'm kind of like today as my identity.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us as well, because that's really a good point that you make. I think, again, when you're dealing with a system that is a dictatorship, and you're very much told the way you have to live and the way you have to conform to society, and then growing up in a society where you don't actually identify with the people you're shown must have also come with its difficulties and struggles, for you to find yourself. So really what you're doing is trailblazing for a lot of the younger generations now, who are exploring their self and finding out who they are. So to me, that's super inspiring.
Like I was have you watched the show Queer as Folk?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So basically I remember when I was a kid, I didn't know what gay community is. So I was trying to learn myself, and I'm trying to because basically you always want to learn more about yourself and what you are, what your identity is, or what you represent. So I remember when I was a teenager, maybe when I was around 15, 16, I started to like watch Queer as Folk, and that was actually the first time I kind of get in, I kind of get an idea of what gay community is, or like what queer community is. And then, but lots of the issues that the show addressed, I didn't understand, I couldn't understand. And then right now I'm here living in Toronto and kind of like have my adventures and meet people and make connections and growing up. And I rewatched the show maybe 2 years ago during pandemic. And then I realized that the issues the show was addressing, and I have a better understanding of that, like HIV and the queer community culture and everything. So basically, like I feel like I can relate that to more that more. And I actually like watch the new Queer as Folk, and I'm really happy because I feel like the show I watched before that was maybe came out around 2000, and like all the cast like were like most of majority of cast are like white people, and then they represent how a stereotyped gay. And then right now I watch the new queer as folk, like the there are different culture, like sorry, different races and different like there's trans people, there's like non-binaries, there's like the lead actor, I believe he's black. So I feel like I'm really happy because I feel like the time I learned myself is through that show, and right now the younger people can learn themselves from the newer version of this. And I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point you make. We are making progress, but it's very small steps, but it's steps in the right direction. So I think thanks to the work we're all doing at the moment on that and paving the way and trying to represent. And I think that again, you've just raised an important point about having people that we can look up to, that we can relate to, that we can learn from and understand, I think is super valuable to the younger generations. And to be quite honest, I've noticed that the younger ones are a lot more accepting and a lot more open-minded
Yes,
than
definitely.
what we were, and it's nice to see that. But, I think one of the issues, especially in music, it's not the lower levels that need ed educating, it's more of the higher levels and the higher level positions. So that's again why we're doing this show, is to help educate and inform people of the different kind of barriers and intersectionalities that everyone faces in music and the kind of barriers they've overcome. So if you was to say to anyone younger who's aspiring to be like you, what kind of advice would you kind of give them?
So basically, I would say from identity wise, I'm still trying to figure out myself. I would say like my advice is always the same, like because like I feel like being like living your life, being a human and making music, like you have to be authentic to yourself and you have to follow your heart. And I feel like you shouldn't follow the mainstream and what other people tell you, and you just have to believe in yourself, follow your heart. If that's the advice I have to give,
It's amazing.
and I hope I can be a good role model, but I don't think I'm there yet.
Yes, you are. You are there. So never say you're not never there, because that you certainly are. And yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. That's really valuable. And what's the kind of LGBT scene like over in Canada? What's it like over there in diversity?
You mean like out of music industry?
Out of the music industry and just in general culture.
Okay, I would say they are pretty acceptable and they are pretty open-minded, because I think I know like from shows and from different sources that Canada is one of the most like open to LGBTQ and queer people. And I see like last month was Pride Month, and everyone basically they came to the gay village area, and they were there, like everyone was celebrating. I would say like in general, like the culture here is pretty open-minded, and
Yeah.
the gays are pretty happy here.
Brilliant. That's lovely to hear. And kind of with us in our culture, the LGBT community runs through the music industry. I was wondering, is that kind of similar in Canada as well?
I was actually talking about the same topic with a manager at Matt, because I was basically asking like, how do you think about the gays community music here? I would say like there is not much of the community sense for gay artists,
Interesting.
because like I would say that like, because I live in Toronto, and lots of people they referring because like lots of people they think about Toronto music, they think about Drake, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, and then they have a Toronto sound. But I would say like sometimes I feel like I don't fit into that sound, so sometimes I feel like I don't have a community I belong to. And so basically like I was trying to find my community, because everybody says that you are building your community when you're building your artist career or building your audience. And I was trying to find a community, so I go different communities to network. I would say like for the gay artists or like the queer artist, we actually I don't think there's a strong community.
Oh, that's a good point you make there, actually, because I do notice in this country there's a very big community around music and the LGBT communities, and then working together, and we work together quite a lot with different venues and fashions shows, and it's very much intertwined with each other. So that's a very good point you make, and maybe that's something in the future that we can build on and hopefully help along with, you know, is building some community for you there, because that'd be really nice. So kind of, as an artist, what would you say you represent as Denim Blue as an artist?
Honestly, I've been thinking about the same thing for a while because I was trying to think about what is my brand. I would say Denim Blue is a hopeless romantic gay boy who is looking for love. And that is actually the theme of my next project, which is the journey of looking for love. Because there's adventures, there's the thrills, there's heartbreaks, and also there's intimacy we are looking for, because that's what everyone is looking for in the love searching journey, which is to be can be intimate with someone and be vulnerable in front of someone. I would say like my rep, I'm just representing a normal, hopeless romantic gay boy who is looking for love.
I love that. We need more people representing what you represent, and I think the world would be a nice, kinder, fairer, more accepting place to live. So thank you for being you.
Thank you.
So I think you've answered a little part of my next question, which is, what kind of things have you got up and coming, and is there anything you want to share with the audience on any future releases or appearances?
So basically, I'm working on a project. It's gonna be like my I would say official debut album, and I'm quite excited about that because I feel like right now I know what kind of direction I want to go and what role I want to work as an artist, and I know like the theme of it. I know I kind of figure out the visual of it, so I'm trying to make it happen.
That sounds
And
amazing.
my schedule release is sometime next summer, so I'm gonna be really quiet from now till then, but I'm still have to post something on my social media to keep it engaged, which I hate so much because I don't think I'm a social media person. Like I like to keep things to myself privately and only post music related stuff when it comes.
I think, yeah, a lot of artists feel that way. I think social media is just an ad added baggage to a lot of artists when they want to be creative, you know, that's where their focus is. So if anyone wants to follow you, check you out, or listen to your music, is there any links you want to share with the audience where they can find you?
So yeah, my artist name is Denim Blue, blue without E and an accent on U, which makes me feel like I'm Beyonce and her album Dropping Tonight. So like basically most of my social handles is Denim Blue Music, DENIMBLU Music, Denim Blue Music.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to say a massive thank you for coming along and sharing your time and your views and your and just being you and on the show today. I really appreciate that and your insights from Canada, and everything you represent. And I'm wishing you all the best for your future career. And I'm sure there's going to be lots to hear from you soon.
Thank you for having me. Like, this is fun.
It's been a real pleasure, and thank you for coming along. And I'm sure we'll speak again soon. Thank you so much, and thank you.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.